In Mark's gospel, the first words on the lips of Jesus are a call to repent. In Mark chapter 1, verse 14, it says, "Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God, and saying, 'The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news.'" Word for word, it was the same message that John the Baptizer delivered. When we hear the word repent, when it strikes the modern ear, we tend not to associate it with good news. We may more likely associate it with being judged. It may conjure up images of street preachers on city street corners with posters of people perishing in red, orange, and yellow flames. But repentance is far richer and far more central to the Christian life than we may imagine. John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness calling people to a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. In those days, only Gentile converts to Judaism would have undergone a ritual cleansing. This was something different. John called everyone into the River Jordan. His placement there is not insignificant. It was in the Jordan that the Israelites crossed over from their wilderness wanderings into the Promised Land. He called his audience, people of every stripe, to turn around and make a clear path for the one who would come, who would baptize them, not with water, but with fire. For the one whose baptism would refine them and make them holy, pure in heart, a fitting place for God to take up residence. To repent is not a nuisance. It's not a drudgery or a coercion into temporarily curtailing our vices while our relatives are in town. To repent means to turn around. It means to have a change of heart. It means to have an about face and go in a different direction. It is more about action than feeling sorry for self. It means to turn Godward, to move into a position so you participate in the joy of the approaching good news. Repentance is a matter of orientation. We may have in our heads that repentance is only something you do when you hit rock bottom, like in the grips of addiction. But Lutherans understand it not so much as a situational thing, but as a daily thing. That's right, a daily orienting ourselves with the good news, a daily start of each new day grounded in our baptismal calling to cast aside our selfishness and take on actions that are pleasing to God. In his small catechism, Martin Luther offers a morning blessing. He says, "You are to make the sign of the cross and say, 'God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, watch over me. Amen.' Then, kneeling or standing, say the Apostles' Creed and the Lord's Prayer, if you wish. You may, in addition, recite this little prayer as well. 'I give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected me through the night from all harm and danger. I ask that you would also protect me today from sin and all evil, so that my life and actions may please you. Into your hands I commend myself, my body, my soul, and all that is mine. Let your holy angel be with me, so that the wicked foe may have no power over me." Then, Martin Luther says, once you've done this, go about your day joyfully. I have to share that when I spoke this prayer into my iPhone as I was dictating for my sermon this week, I looked at the screen and it read that the wicked phone may have no power over me. I leave that with you to consider. Perhaps we can give this a try this Advent to use Luther's morning prayer as a way to orient us to a repentant way of life, beginning each new day in the calling of our baptism. Luther says, once we've done this prayer, let's go about our lives joyfully. The repentant life is not a life of misery. It is a life of joy. It is a recognition that we are a broken people, but we are baptized, that we are daily drowning, dying to sin, and daily rising up to new and abundant and joyful life. In fact, Martin Luther said in his large catechism that repentance is nothing more than to live your baptism. Maybe you didn't know that those 95 theses that are seen as the spark that ignited the Reformation in Europe 501 years ago, the first of those 95 theses, the head turner, was about repentance. Luther called for dialogue because he knew that when Jesus said repent, he meant it would be that our whole life would be one of repentance. But the way that the church had interpreted it to an illiterate public for a good 1,000 years was that we should do penance or give money. Truly an abuse that the church needed to repent for, to turn around and find the treasure, the true treasure of the church in the grace and forgiveness of God, not in getting rich off the backs of poor people. In Luther's read of Scripture, repentance was central, not peripheral in the life of a Christian. It was movement toward wholeness and joy, not wallowing in self-hatred and pity. You know, sometimes children are more honest about their faults and their failures than adults. We have something to learn from them. In her book, Amazing Grace, A Vocabulary of Faith, Kathleen Norris writes about a little boy who wrote a poem called The Monster Who Was Sorry. In the poem, the boy explodes about how he hated it when his father yelled at him. In anger, he threw his sister down the stairs, wrecked his room, then destroyed an entire town. His poem concluded, "Then I sit in my messy house and say to myself, I shouldn't have done all that." Commenting on the boy's poem, Norris writes, "My messy house says it all. With more honesty than most adults could have mustered, the boy made a metaphor for himself that admitted the depth of his rage and also gave him a way out." If that boy had been a novice in a 4th-century monastic desert, his elders might have said to him that he was well on his way toward repentance. Not such a monster after all, but only human. If the house is messy, they might have said, why not clean it up and make it a dwelling fit for God to live in? I conclude with a prayer from Arsenios, desert father from the 5th century. My God, do not abandon me. I have done nothing good before thee, but grant me in thy compassion the power to make a start. Amen.